Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our lines are open, 303-477-5600. Anything in the outdoor world you want to talk about, we'll talk about. We do have a full show today, but you know what? If you got a question or comment, we will take it. Again, our number is 303-477-5600. And beautiful day. Man, gorgeous day here in our area here in Denver. And Red, great to see you, my friend.
Well, it's good to be here. I actually ought to be out riding my horse.
I'm telling you, you should. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. We got a great show lineup for you here. We're going to be talking with Matt Robbins here momentarily. Matt is the statewide public information officer. And then a little bit later in the show, Ron Baer. Ron's going to join us. I saw a seminar he's putting on in the Grand Junction area here in the upcoming weeks on first aid. And I thought that was going to be a great topic for us. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, boy, something goes wrong out in the field. Be prepared. What do? What do you not do? And we're going to be hitting a lot of different ailments that could happen out there. But first of all, let's go to the gentleman that helps us even have our show on, and that is Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. A beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to get outdoors and buy a truck.
And buy a truck. That was exactly my thought. Nothing makes a day prettier than buying a new Silverado.
That's right. And we got deals today, too. I just got done doing a deal before I jumped on the show here. They've got $10,000 off on a new Silverado.
Wow. Man.
That was like mine when I bought mine from you.
Yep. Yeah, the deals are good right now.
Yeah,
really,
great.
Really good. Yeah.
Well, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, again, a great supporter of our show and really just a great friend for us, and takes care of all of our needs and all of our friends' needs and clients' needs. They're 14500 East Colfax. If you'll go by there and see Dan and tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, I promise you they'll take good care of you. Now, as far as trade-ins, I know you're doing, every time I bring someone there and they have a trade-in, they're going like, man, nobody else was giving me near that amount of money for my trade-in. How do you do what you do? People ask me that all the time.
I mean, we sell a lot of used cars, so, and, you know, I don't need that big margin. So, I'm fair. I look at the book value, and you're right. A lot of dealers just try to, as we say in the business, steal their trades. And,
yeah.
You know, just kind of, you know, the old low ball or whatever you want to call it, but... You know, look at the book, and, you know, I'm always, you know, fair. You know, if the car's nice, I'll pay book or overbook for it, just because, you know, people are wanting used cars, and, you know, and then I mark them up a little and just resell them and just keep it turning that way. So,
sure.
You know, a lot of dealers don't, you know, won't give what, you know, they try to use, like, rough book or whatever, but
right.
I need cars, so that's why I do what I do.
Absolutely. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and if you caught our Haystack show yesterday, I had Dan on for a little while too, because had a friend of mine has a mechanic shop. Had a gentleman call him, and the guy had bought a Jeep Liberty from Auto Nation over off County Line, and the reason why I don't mind mentioning her name, because they did not give me the courtesy of a call back. So Auto Nation on County Line, a Jeep store there. Sold a guy a vehicle, and the guy had it for a little over 30 days. And again, it was as is, and I get that. And following the letter of the law, is the dealership following that? Yes, and that's their right to do that. So I want to clear that. But it needed a new engine in 30 days. And after spending $10,300, they offered him $1,500 trade-in. And just not a right way to handle a customer. So if you want to have fun buying a vehicle, make it quick and simple and just enjoy it, go to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, see Dan, tell him you heard about him on Sportsman Colorado, and he'll take care of you. So, Dan, we appreciate it, bud, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You bet. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. All right, let's go to Matt Robbins, statewide public information officer for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, we're doing great. As we're all just saying, just a beautiful day out there today. I wish we could open the window here on our 12th floor. It's a beautiful day.
It sure is. Yeah, and it's good to have you guys back on. We enjoyed the show last week, but to have it live is always the best. So it's good to hear you guys.
Well, good. Well, listen, look, I want to get you on and talk about the over-the-counter tags and all the different things that's going to be happening here in the next few days. So fill us in a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and absolutely. So coming up, actually, in about a week's time, it's going to be, well, a week from Tuesday. On Tuesday, July 21st at 9 a.m., our over-the-counter and our over-the-counter with cap, of course, those bear and elk licenses are going to go on sale. They'll go on sale online, in person, and by phone on the 21st at 9 a.m. And I think that's important, too, that we're going to be able to post on this coming Tuesday, so on July 14th, a week prior, we're going to put our list of what's available up on our website as well, so people can start to think about where they're going to go. I know a lot of folks put in. There were also a lot of refunds sent back, and so there's still a lot of eagerness to go out and hunt, and this is just one more chance to get that opportunity and make it happen for you this fall.
Okay.
Yeah. They can also get these licenses at any licensed agent, like Walmart or the Outdoorsman Attic, places like that, can they not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And all of our, we really do appreciate the work that all of our that our retailers help us with on this day. And so at 9 o'clock at any of those sales agents, it's absolutely an opportunity to buy those licenses.
Yeah, so if they want to avoid the big long line at 6060 Broadway, they can go to any of the licensed agents.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some of these lines have become legendary. Now, of course, I'm not gonna shy away from last year. We tried something last year that just quietly, frankly, didn't work. We combined our over the counters with our limited licenses, and we had long lines, and then we incurred some issues. So this year we split it up. We're still gonna have we'll do our OTCs, of course, on the 21st, and then next month we'll do those leftovers. So we're hoping that things will go. More than hoping. We're counting on the fact that things are going to go a lot better this year, and that people, that these folks have got that are prepared, they've got their hunter education in place, and if you're going to go into one of these places, you want to make sure to also bring your Social Security number and a photo ID, and particularly proof of residency if you're stepping into Colorado here. So,
sure. Matt, explain what over-the-counter with CAPS licenses mean.
Right, so our over-the-counter with CAPS, actually, and it's pretty well defined in our
big game brochure,
yeah, on page 29, and it really kind of lays it out. But those are, and I also should say too, that we also have some concurrent rifle too. So we've expanded some of these sessions as well. So you want to go in and take a look at that. But those are primarily for the for bear and elk. They are limited. They will be sold first come, first serve. They were not part of the initial application process. So these are a number of different units throughout the state that offer you additional opportunities to come in. But they are limited, so they are capped. And they can actually
see what those licenses are and where they are this Tuesday on July 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. So. That's really what we want people to start thinking about. And, you guys do such a great job of encouraging people to do their homework and to prepare, whether it's out, sighting their weapons or practicing with their stuff or making sure they have the right gear. And this is just part of that. You want to get online. You want to know what you're going after before the 21st, so you can hopefully be successful and have a good hunt this year.
Absolutely. Our guest is Matt Robbins. He's a statewide public information officer here for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. If you have any questions whatsoever, I'm telling you, every time you call there, these folks are very, very glad to help. The number for Colorado Parks and Wildlife concerning all the hunting is 303-297-1192. That's 303-297-1192. And as Matt just mentioned, this Tuesday on the 14th, you'll be able to go to their website. Just go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife there. Google that, you'll be able to see the list of all the different licenses that are available. And then, as he just mentioned, what Red was talking about, the over-the-counter with CAPS licenses, those are going to be available first come, first serve, starting at 9 a.m. on July 21st. And you will be able to, again, view that and see what's happening there on the 14th. So what are all the people saying? We've had a lot of rain, here the last few months, it seems like. Is everybody looking like it's going to be a pretty good big game season?
Yeah, you know, they wintered really well. We had a really strong winter across. We did have some snow, but it wasn't overwhelming. We had a really good winter season. Then, of course, we come into the spring. The entire state. I just came back from the Durango area, and I'm just saying the entire state is just green and rich, and so I'm hoping that they're going to have a real good summer and just get primed and ready. Now, of course, you know, we'll see what happens with the fall. Last year was, it was awful warm late, and they stayed up real high, and we didn't get that. You know, first season was the best season was probably third season, and so that was kind of tough. But we're hoping for a good year. Everything is pointing in that direction, and so this is unbelievable with the weather we've been having.
Yeah. Okay, Matt. How about the leftover limited license and turkey license? When do those go on sale?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks for that, too. Yeah, so turkeys, right? So this is a different type of an opportunity because you go into the fall, you're allowed to, it's a little bit more characteristic of kind of a big game hunt. It's different than the spring. And those licenses, actually, the results from that should be coming out at the end of the month, the 27th. So let me think here. What is, I'm like quickly just trying to scan my notes here, the draw happens, well, it happened, right, on the 9th, and so we have results on the 27th, and I to be honest, I don't have it here in front of me. I don't know why that's escaping me.
Okay, on the notes that we have, I believe it's August 4th, it says.
August
that
4th, oh, it's part
on
of
a Tuesday.
Yeah, part of the, right, so that's part of the limited, right, okay.
Yes.
So that's part of the limited draw, absolutely, right. So, so I think folks are fairly aware about that. So we have the OTCs now, but when we get into the limited licenses, that's going to be all of those applications that came out through or didn't get picked up through the draw process, and that is going to happen on the 4th.
Yes, on the 4th in person and then online on the 5th.
Right, so that's at the stroke of midnight. So literally on the 5th, well, that will be starting right at 12:01, they'll be able to go online. We think it's important to make sure that people have that opportunity to get out and get those in person. That's a big part of what we've done in the past, and we don't want to walk away from that. So it is available that morning, that Tuesday morning, but Wednesday first thing, 12:01, we'll be selling them online.
Sure. Matt, is there normally a good number of leftover licenses from the limited draw?
It depends on species, but there is. There's still opportunities for limited, absolutely. And, we had a lot of folks, quite a number of folks, more folks this year applied than last year, but a lot of them were all going for the same unit. And so we saw a lot of refunds go back, but it was simply because we had so many people applying for the same GMUs. So, we'll see more of what that list looks like, and as we get closer, we'll get through this OTC process, and there will be more opportunities in August, for sure, to pick up some additional tags.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's good, because we all of those units need to be subscribed equally if it can work out that way, and there's lots of good opportunities left over for you hunters out there that didn't draw to get a license in the limited leftover. And you can see the list for that, it says here, on July 28th. You can bring up that list, do a little planning, and then when you call or go in person, you're a little more prepared to be able to know what units have leftover licenses and that you can buy those licenses.
That's right. That's perfect. Yeah.
Well, Matt, we sure appreciate it, my friend, and thank you guys for being willing to come on and take time away from your family and all on a Saturday, but we really appreciate it.
Oh, it's absolutely. Hey, if I could, I've got one other little thing off topic.
Absolutely.
Hey, we had an incident yesterday down in Colorado Springs on the southwest side of town where a beautiful male, big 400-pound male black bear was poached. And you know, we've been working beating the streets pretty hard here the first 24 hours trying to get a handle of who might have done that. Nobody's come forward, so you know we've now elevated that. We're offering an award through our Operation Game 3. $500 for anybody who can give us any information towards the conviction of whoever did this poaching. But, you know, the tragedy there, of course, is the loss of this animal. But also, you know, what it does in the community for us hunters and even just
sure.
any kind of the sports, you know, the shooting sports. You can just shoot clays, but if you get this negative, people look at you a little different because they think, oh, that guy, you know, they're careless, and I know that's not the case. It's always these people, they ruining it for all of us. And then we had that incident happen, and I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention.
Now, if someone's listening and they know something, can they remain anonymous if they want to call and just leave a message? Or
100%. 100%.
Now, what's the best number, the 297-1192?
Actually, no. You can do that, but we have an Operation Game Thief number, which is 877-265-6648, and your identity will remain anonymous.
All right, 877-265-6648?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And is that number also listed in the big game brochure?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen that in there. Yeah.
Yeah, that Operation Game Thief. So, you know, this is just one incident, but, you know, we're going to have people out there, and they're going to make really bad choices and quite frankly, you know, tarnish our reputation, and it's just not the way it should be.
Most of us
are, you know, ethical hunters and weapon owners, and it's just tragic when this happens. I just thought I would add that in. And,
sure. Well, I tell you, if anyone knows anything about that, and no matter how minor you think your information may be, please call 877-265-6648. And do you believe it was shot actually yesterday, or you just found it yesterday?
No. It was shot early morning, yesterday morning.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's out off of Highway 115 there, out towards actually the military Fort Carson base.
Gotcha.
That way.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, did they just leave the carcass laying?
They did, yeah.
Ram,
yeah, they shot it right outside. And here's the thing too. It's right. It's in a neighborhood. It was in a neighborhood. This guy is out there.
Go check with the Boulder police. They shot an elk up there. Maybe they went over and shot a bear.
Stop it now. You're getting me in trouble now.
No, I said that. Matt didn't.
I know you did. All right. Good.
All right. Well, Matt. Hey, man. We appreciate it. But seriously. For all of our listeners, if you know anything about that, and again, you may think, well, you know, I did see a truck go by, whatever. No matter how minor, everything can help. And you know what? We do have a reputation upholding. And we do respect, you know, our hunting heritage, our wildlife, and all that. So if you know anything about that, please give them a call. You can remain anonymous, 877-265-6648. So, Matt, thanks.
You got it.
And we'll get in touch soon again, bud.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All right.
Thanks,
that's
Matt
Robbins, statewide public information officer, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We are late for a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Ron Bear about a little first aid out in the outdoors. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. And if you're trying to sell your car or truck, be careful of online advertising. There's lots of scammers and criminals that make their living on the internet. Len Lyle Chevrolet will pay top dollar for your used vehicle in just 15 minutes, and the money is good. On the web at LenLyleChevy.com.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of fleshlaw.com. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush during the Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. If you're just joining us, we just had Matt Robbins on from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Again, if you have any questions about anything with the over-the-counter tags coming out, all that, feel free to give them a call, 303-297-1192. That list will be out this Tuesday, the 14th, where you can see what's going on for the leftover licenses. All right, let's go to the phones now and talk to Ron Bear. Ron, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you, sir? Well, good to be on your program today.
Hey, man, it is great to have you, and I may try to get down there for this seminar. I'd like to meet you and everything. But when I read about this, on the Colorado Parks bulletin deal they sent out, I thought, you know what? This is a great topic that can really be a lot of help, and none of us probably do the proper planning that we should in case something goes wrong out there in the field. But first of all, let's start a little bit with who you are, a little bit about your background and how you got involved in, doing this seminar.
Well, basically, I'm a retired fireman and paramedic in the L.A. County area. I was an L.A. County paramedic for almost 30 years, and prior to that, I was in the U.S. Air Force. But basically, I used to come out and hunt a lot in Colorado. That's what got me to Colorado. I live here now, actually in the Grand Junction area. But working at Cabela's, a job I took on after I retired, and got to know a few people with Parks and Wildlife. And so that's basically how we've gotten to this position here, is that through people that know other people kind of recommended and also asked me if I would put on this course, not to mention others that probably will be coming up in the near future.
Yeah, Ron, give us the particulars about where the class is going to be held and the dates and time.
Basically, the class is going to be held at the Parks and Wildlife Center there in Grand Junction on Independence, and it's 711 Independence Avenue, and it's going to be held on July the 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. sharp. It's going to go for about 3 hours. Depending on how many questions and answers we got to, fulfill. But actually, things like this tend to go a little bit long. We're taking 50 people in the class, and, we're looking to fill it up. Normally, classes like this do fill up quite quickly. I believe there's about 15 to 20 people have already signed up so far. So we're about a week and a half out from that class, and this has already been going on now for almost a week.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about, a lot of things can happen out there, and boy, it doesn't take you long to see the news, and, it seems like over the last few years we've seen deals with just, from hunters getting lost to, being shot, unfortunately,
exactly,
or getting hurt and different things. So where do you kind of start out? I guess probably given some stats of that would probably shock most people when you start going through that.
Well, yeah, and I think I sent you some information, too, on some statistics.
Yes.
What goes on in the outdoors. But basically, the biggest thing that, is really comes to mind is, first off, is that people prepare for, going out to hunt, they get their tags, their licenses, all that stuff in order. But what they forget to prepare for is the unexpected things like getting hurt or getting lost. And so we're going to try to hit on a lot of the things, especially, you know, what do you do with basic first aid or even to get advanced first aid to your position? You know, what do you need to carry? What are the things that you need to, you know, prepare for? You know, the three things that, you know, will cause any kind of loss of life in the outdoors is failure to prepare, failure to recognize that you do need some sort of provisions out there in case something happens, and then, of course, failure to admit. And those are the hard things that people actually have to stumble across in order to, you know, get through a successful, you know, outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, you know, just hiking around. These things, you know, they creep up on you, and they creep up very fast.
Yes, Ron, I don't know if you have the statistics right in front of you, but if you do, what is the number one accident of, like, say, for people going into the outdoors?
Well, the number one accident that's been happening lately, basically, and I've heard a lot about it too, you know, is ATV accidents. It's becoming more and more prevalent out there simply because people aren't familiar with their machines and also a lot of young riders. So ATV accidents are really cropping up, not to mention drowning. Drownings is huge. Just to give you an example, in the United States alone, 10 lives a day are lost in drowning. So that could be in backyard pools, outdoor sure. events, anything that has to do, you know, with water. And so, and they don't really categorize it as far as, you know, break it down for, you know, backyard pools or lakes or streams or what have you. But that is the number one thing. And a lot of it has to do with not recognizing the hazards, or number two, not recognizing what's going on with the victim once they get out of the hazard and, you know, start the process of trying to either revive them or get them to a safe area.
Right. And, you know, the ATV accidents, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, Red and I, we actually have a pair, and I tell you, they're building them where they will flat go today about up anything. And you see the ads and all the different things, and you get out and you ride it on flat land and you're thinking, okay, I can handle this. And then all of a sudden you get into some different terrain and, you right. know, different weight on it with, if you're packing something in, and usually, unfortunately, those can be fairly serious accidents. You know, they're not just scraping an elbow.
That's exactly right. I mean, the machines are getting bigger, faster, and, you know, people just aren't used to this kind of stuff. I mean, they got to get used to it one way or another, and so the only way they do that is to go out and try the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that's really important out there is kind of two different areas is heat-related deaths and also hypothermia. You can get hypothermia at any time during the year, providing the weather changes and the temperatures drop radically, which is what we see a lot here in Colorado, especially in the high country. But heat-related deaths are really climbing, and people do not go out, and they aren't prepared for the outdoors. They think that, well, I'm going to be in the high country, it's going to be cool. But you got to remember, you got to take water with you or have some sort of nutrition, you know, with you, because once you become disabled, then, you know, you're at somebody else's mercy because you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. And another thing is that more and more people are going out on their own. And I always preach, you know, go with somebody else. Because if you don't have somebody with you, how are you going to get help? And also, how are you going to recognize the hazard that you're all of a sudden become into? And, you know, it's these things here that people are more and more today, especially, getting themselves into danger with.
Right.
Just the things that I've gone over.
We've got to take a short break. But, you know, I love the information you sent me, but there's one thing I want to point out before we take our break here. You had it under human facts, and you said this. Men, in general, act like they know more than they actually do. Women, in general, act like they always know less.
Of course, you know.
I've been working with people, helping people, rescuing people for years. Actually, ever since I was 15 years old. it stands true. Men generally act like they know more than they really do until they get into an emergency situation. Women generally try to follow the lead of a man and act like, okay, he knows what he's doing, so I'm just going to lay back and I'm not going to try to, you know, intervene anyway. So they tend to act like they know a little bit less than what's going on. I see it all the time in emergency situations. Even back where I worked, you know, in East L.A. and L.A. County, that it's the same scenario. No matter if you're, you know, in the outdoors, in the woods, or, you know, if you're in an affluent neighborhood with a lot of people around, it's the same thing.
Right. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Quick programming note. Next week, we will be at the Outdoorsman Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden, for a live remote out there. So we hope you'll come out and see us. They're located at 2650 West Hamden, and that's the Outdoorsman Attic. And we hope you'll come out. And then August 8th, we're going to be teaming up with John Rush. His team, Drive Radio, will be out at Phoenix Weaponry. And we'll give you more information about that on August the 8th. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be back more with Ron Baer.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
From Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We're talking to Ron Baer, talking about a little first aid 101. This segment's brought to you by Stack Optical. Go out and see Alan Stack. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Ask about the Stack Sports Pack real quick. This is one frame for your sunglasses. Then Alan will create different lenses for you for all your different outdoor activities, whether it's hunting, fishing, golfing. If you need some optical correction in that, he knows right where to put it. And you can even bring your firearm right in. Just make sure it's unloaded, we always say. You can take your firearm right into his shop, and he will get you fixed up. But you got to ask for the Stack Sports Pack and mention Sportsman of Colorado, and Al will take great care of you there. All right, Ron, let's go a little bit and just kind of going through your notes. And, man, we're going to run way out of time here. But you're by yourself. And like I say, we always recommend you hunt with someone. But what do you do when you're out there by yourself?
Well, the basic thing is first off, you've got to be prepared. If you're by yourself, you should have already taken provisions with you.
And, of course, you can handle pretty much on your own cuts, scrapes, and bruises and things like that. But if you break a leg, you break an arm, or, you know, for God, you know, the worst thing that could happen is you impale yourself or even get a near-death situation. There's not a whole lot you're going to be doing for yourself because, especially if you're losing blood and you're losing consciousness, the best thing that you can hope for is somebody comes up along the trail to help you, you know, and notices that you're in some sort of a, you know, an emergency type situation. So, like I said, there's not a whole lot. That's why I recommend, and not only am I a big advocate, you know, take somebody with you. Now, there are things that you can take with you, you know, to alert the outside that, you know, there's something wrong. There's, you know, special types of, you know, personal locator to beacons and, you know, devices that you can take so that maybe you can, you know, set a signal and an electronic signal. That is if you, you know, you have a connection to a GPS and alert somebody that you're in trouble. Of course, you are at the will and mercy, too, of the time that it takes to get to you. And we always talk about that golden hour, whereas, you know, if you're hurt seriously, that golden hour starts ticking away once you become injured.
Yeah, Ron, what kind of first aid kit do you recommend, and where can people buy it?
Well, a basic first aid kit is always good. I think I provided for you, or no, I didn't actually, but I'm going to provide for this class, a list of certain things that you should be taking with you. Not just bandages and gauze and things like that, but any kind of medications that you need to take that you're on with your doctor, you know, your doctor's prescription, you do need to have them with you. And then, of course, any kinds of ointments or sprays to keep the bugs off of you. And not to mention that you need to have water with you, because water is going to be really important. And then a source of fire. Fire is the number one thing to have in the outdoors because it's the source of not only heating things up, but it just makes you feel better. And once you have fire, then you can normally take care of other things if you're able to do that. So all of that included in a first aid kit is what is really important. Like I said, in this next upcoming class that I'm going to give on the 22nd, I'm going to be giving a list of essential things that you truly need to take. And you can actually fit that into like a fanny pack. It doesn't take a whole lot of room.
Yeah. Ron, what are the three things you need to have to survive an injury in the outdoors?
Well, that can be very, very controversial. But number one is you need your supply. You need to have some sort of supply to take care of an injury. Number two, you need to have some sort of communication or ability to communicate or get help, or which is another person with you. That's why I always am an advocate of that. And then number three is you have to have the information in order to use what you've just taken with you. So the education. The education is real important. That is why we are putting on this class, so that we can not only educate, but we can inform people of what they need to take and then be an advocate to some sort of a way to get help in the outdoors.
Now, Ron, you got on here a little bit called a 60-second assessment.
That's true, sir.
Walk through that with us.
A 60-second assessment is basically this. You're going to go up, especially if you come up on somebody or if you have somebody that is with you that either becomes ill, unconscious, or gets injured. You're going to go through basically orientation. Person, place, time, and purpose. What their name is, what they're doing, do they know where they're at, and about what time of day. That way is going to give you an orientation of, are they A and O times four, an alert and oriented times four, their full faculties are together. Then you're going to start assess their ABCs. So if they don't respond to you as far as their alert and oriented times four or any of those factors, you're going to start looking to see if they have an open airway, if they're breathing, so you look, listen, and feel. And you just go down the list what I gave you as far as what could possibly be wrong with the patient or even yourself. You can actually assess yourself, but, of course, you do need somebody else you know, if you're not alert and oriented to fully assess your well-being. Number two is control of bleeding. You know, you've got four basic ways to control bleeding. Direct pressure, apply a compress, pressure points, and then the last source is a tourniquet. Then you want to treat for shock, and there are different types of shocks, which we'll go over in the class. Treat for any kinds of burns, broken bones, medical conditions, snake insect bites, or any kind of, that you might encounter in the outdoors there as far as wild animals go. Poison oak, ivy, tamarisk, anything that's going to give you some kind of a rash or possibly, send you into some sort of condition where it's going to, affect your alert and orientedness. Also, abrasions, scrapes, cuts, and bruises. And then, of course, I threw in there last, gunshot wounds, stabbing wounds, which basically is going to speak for itself. It's going to, you're going to attend to that right off the bat as long as the patient, you can find out what's going on with them.
Right. I don't know if you've ever seen the video that's out. You can Google it, and it's called Redneck Hunting Accident. Have you ever seen that? Where the guy's got a rifle over his shoulder and his buddy's following behind him. The guy's rifle goes off. He goes, looks back, and his buddy's laying on the ground. He calls 911. And starts explaining, goes, "Oh, my buddy's been shot, and I think he's dead." And the lady goes, "Sir, first of all, let's make sure he's dead. Don't panic." So you turn around, and you hear this, boom. Okay, he's dead. Now what?
Exactly. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Ron Bear is our guest, and again, they're going to be doing this great seminar. Red, did you copy that address earlier?
Yes, it's the Parks. It's going to be held at the Parks and Wildlife Department in Grand Junction, and the address for that is 711 Independence Avenue, and the date is July the 22nd at 6 p.m.
All right. So, Ron, is there a number they should call? And I failed to get that from you. My bad. Is there a number they should call, or just how can they sign up for this?
Actually, they can go online to the Parks and a wildlife website, and then just look down for the upcoming events, and it should say on there First Aid 101. Just click on that, and then it'll take you right into that area where it actually allow you to sign up, and that's all you need to do. And then, because it's all totally online, if you call into the area there, they're basically going to tell you to go online and sign up because they don't actually do that over the phone.
Okay.
So it's all online.
All right. We've got to take a short break. Hang with us, Ron. When we come back, I want to talk about the snake bites and different things like that. And, I think we've all watched too many movies and TV and stuff on that.
Okay.
So I want to get your opinion on snake bites, insect bites, things like that, okay? You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you want to save money on a new Chevrolet, you're making a big mistake if you don't shop Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have the lowest prices and the highest trade-in values. This month, we are offering 15% off most new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe
Face Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of fleshlaw.com. Fleshlaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. Fleshlaw, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
John Rush during the Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We're talking with Ron Baer. They've got a great seminar coming up July 22nd in the Grand Junction area. Go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife website and find out more information about that. And I tell you, this is something we all need. And you know, I'm as guilty as anybody, not planning on anything going wrong and not really ever taking anything out there. So I'm actually going to hopefully have a little change in our hunting behavior. Because, you know, with Red here, Ron, and once you meet Red, you'll see his emergency pack is usually a Coke and a Butterfinger. That's what he has to break open for an emergency, is a Coke and a Butterfinger. So,
especially a Coca-Cola.
Well, if you're hungry, that's not too bad.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about snake bites. I mean, you know, you don't hear a ton about that happening here in Colorado, but, you know, you tell me, do you hear a lot about that?
Well, snake bites are not really that prevalent. I mean, people over the years especially have become more familiar, especially in southwestern United States, you know, about rattlesnakes. And that's normally what you have to contend with. And snake bites, though, are devastating. The longer you wait after a snake bite, though, you know, the worse damage it does. It actually eats from the inside out. So that venom goes directly to your internal organs and starts deteriorating. And it, especially if you're bit on the leg or the arm or closer to the hand, they start to tend to work themselves through the bloodstream back towards the heart. So the biggest thing is, if you ever do get bit by a snake, the number one thing is that you want to immobilize the area and keep it still. That way, it you know, it slows down that blood, so that it's not taking that venom all the way up your arm or your leg and doing more damage. Secondly, is that you want to put some ice to it if you possibly can. You know, they've found over the years that snake bite kits just, you know, trying to suck it out just doesn't do the trick. It used to be the old thing that you try to suck the venom out, but it normally does more harm than good, because when you try to open up the wound and suck it out, it's just allowing more oxygen in there to do more damage. So immobilize, get it, you know, cool or cold if you can, if you got ice packs. And then, of course, if it's slowly moving up, you can apply tourniquets, but you've got to release those tourniquets. So, you know, at worst, yeah, tourniquet is fine, but at best, you got to get to emergency care, because within about an hour or two, you're going to notice that that arm or that leg is going to start turning blackish blue, and that's all the devastation that's going on. Now, you only see about a quarter of what actually goes on interior-wise inside your arm or your leg, because what you see outside, like I said, about a quarter of what the damage has been done on the inside.
Right. Got about 3-4 minutes left here. I want to touch on burns, because I think that's another thing that can be very, very easy to happen out, you know, with cooking things, and somebody grabs the handle of something, a lantern, whatever. So talk about burns and a little bit of treatment for that.
Well, burns, normally there's four different types of burns. You know, you've got, you know, your first, second, third, and fourth degree burns. First degree is more or less like just a normal sunburn. most of us have experienced a first-degree burn, being out in the sun too long, and we get a nice sunburn. And that's just a redness of the skin, and it's basically gone through about three or four layers of skin, and it's, you know, it started to burn away the derm of your skin. And a second-degree burn, then you start to see bubbling that's occurred. And that's normally a second-degree burn at the area where it actually has made contact with heat. And then, of course, around the outside is a first degree. Now, third degree is more or less the sloughing off of the skin. It's done some damage. It's gone to the, you know, through the derm, the epidermis, and the subcutaneous levels. And it's actually started to, you know, invade into the interstitial area. That's what we call the interior underneath the skin. And then, of course, fourth degree burns is internal organs. That's where they've become involved, which is the worst possible scenario. Any case, you need to keep it cool. You should keep it also dry. You can flush it with water as long as it's not open to the outside. You know, your skin isn't opened up. But once it has opened up, then you basically, you've got a third degree or even a fourth degree burn in there, which is really bad. And you're going to immediately, you know, have severe pain. And then, of course, shock sets in. And if you're by yourself, that's a tough road to hoe. But if you've got other people with you, or if you notice that somebody has become burned, you got to keep them still, give them plenty of fluid intake, because that fluid that's inside their body is going to be basically used up by their own body's protective system to try to combat that burn. And then, of course, get medical attention as fast as possible. Keep the wound, you know, once you've cooled it off and you've gotten it to a certain point, then you're going to try to keep it dry and sterile as long as you possibly can.
Right. Well, Ron, we sure appreciate you taking time today. And, man, I hope you have a great turnout there for your seminar. And, you know, whenever you have something going on and you want to let us know about, feel free. You can call us anytime and let us know what's going on down there in the Grand Junction area, and we will try to help you and promote it as much as we can.
Appreciate you having us on, and thanks a lot for all the the great exposure on this too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's Ron Baer. Again, this is July 22nd. Go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife for more information. This is a First Aid 101 out in the outdoors. Now, we've thrown a lot at you today with some dates and all, but mainly right now, remember, Tuesday the 14th, you can go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. You'll be able to see all what's available left for the leftover licenses and all. Again, next Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live from the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hamden, August 8th. We're teaming up with John Rush, Drive Radio. We'll be out at Phoenix Weaponry in Longmont, so we'll still keep you informed more about that in the coming shows. And Stack Optical, want to thank them for their sponsorship with us. And I was over at, you heard One Shot Gear ad earlier, I was over, saw Grant and Alex this morning for a few minutes. They've got a lot of new products in the store. If you're not familiar with One Shot Gear, they're located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. You can call them at 303-284-3828. Just a lot of Sitka product. I mean, we say in the ad, if Sitka makes it, they've got it, and they do. And then they're taking on a few other lines, and they've got, you know, the Blosser rifles, Beretta shotguns. They've got some handguns now, optics from, you know, great binocular scopes, range finders. They've got it all. So if you'll go in there, mention Sportsman of Colorado, I promise you they'll take great care of you. And again, we want to thank Dan Johnson for his sponsorship as well. And, Red, we'll have to be getting our muzzle loaders out here pretty quick.
You're right.
We'll be doing a little muzzle loading with QRS Outdoor Specialties in Walden. And I think that's September 11th, right around there that hits. And then Red and I are going to be down. If you're in the St. Joe, Missouri area, we will be down there August 1st for a bow shoot with Baptist Bible Temple Church. Pastor Bill Marshall invited us down, and we'll be going down there and doing a thing with their church, so we are looking forward to that as well. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank all of our guests today. Hope everyone has a great, great Saturday. Again, beautiful day. Get out there and enjoy it. And again, if you know something, I'm going to try to find my note real quick here. If you know anything about the poaching of that black bear in Colorado Springs, give them a call. 877-265-6648. 877-265-6648. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, be safe. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You'll see our resource guide tab there. If you click on that, you'll see a lot of our sponsors there, a lot of great coupons. Just print that out or tell them you saw it. They'll trust you and do business with our sponsors. Got a lot of great people here that help us support our shows on KLZ. And John Rush says it best. Hey, the best way you can help us is do business with our sponsors. They'll appreciate it, and we do as well. Have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.